Oh, wow. Hi, everybody. Welcome to my Angels Love You show. I'm Jean Mari of Angels Love You. Today is September 27th, 2015, the day of the super full moon eclipse in Aries. I am so excited to welcome the authors of the new book, Live, Learn, Love, Rediscover Your Life Purpose in 10 Days. Karen Levero, and Dr. Dale Minshaw. Dr. Dale Minshaw is a licensed psychologist in Texas, where she maintains a clinical practice. She also conducts past life regression, relaxation training, guided meditation, and hypnotherapy. As a spiritual intuitive, she channels messages from the angelic realm and uses a variety of divination techniques. Karen Levero is an angelic channeler, a certified angel card reader, and recently became an ordained minister. She channels messages, prayers, and affirmations from the angels and beings of the highest light. Come, ladies.
Thank you, Jean.
So much for having us.
This is an exciting day.
Yes. We have been all over the place this morning.
Well, today's the launch of your new book. Gail, I understand that you and Karen have been working on a project together for the past few months. Do you mind telling us what you've been up to?
Sure. Karen and I met through Facebook last October. And this is very rapid, but by December, she had forwarded some of her writing to me and asked me what I thought. After reading the material, it was clear to me that it was meant to be part of a book. So we kind of discussed it back and forth a little bit and did some brainstorming and realized that we were meant to write a book together to help people with their life purpose. We knew that we wanted to write a practical manual, something that they could actually use in their everyday life that was focused upon giving the reader a roadmap or a key, so to speak, so they could use it to unlock their fullest potential. So by January of this year, we ended up meeting in person, and for the past 8 months, we've steadily made progress towards our goal. And looking back, it's just so easy to see how our paths along this journey have been divinely guided in the creation of Live, Learn, Love, Rediscover Your Life Purpose in 10 Days.
Oh, that's exciting. Karen, do you want to explain the story a little bit?
Sure. Well, the idea from the book came from I'm in constant communication with my angels. So each day I try to connect with them in the morning. And on this particular day, I was taking a walk through the neighborhood, and I was listening to the angels give me some messages just in my mind. And on this particular angel, this day, the angels were talking to me about life purpose. So I would hear their message, and I would say, thank you, that's great, and I'll remember that, etc. And then I realized that they were still giving me more and more information on my life purpose. And the information seemed too important not to write down. So I pulled out my cell phone and I started voice texting the messages into my phone notes, everything that they were telling me. So I started thinking to myself, this is so much information. And then I realized that the information wasn't just for me, it was for many people. So after about 45 minutes of walking and voice texting things into my phone, the angels just stopped talking. And so I was able to go home and I was able to read through the messages and correct the voice text messages. And as I was going through them, I was thinking, what is this for? Is this some sort of a class? Is this a workshop, maybe a long weekend workshop? There was so much information there. So as I was finishing up, cleaning up the information, I got a message from my angels that I needed to send the information to Gail. Now, as as divine providence would have it, Gail had, in a very short amount of time, become one of my most trusted spiritual friends. So it was easy to just simply send her the information to see what she thought about it. So I just emailed her, and at the top of the page I wrote, "Do you think this would make a good workshop?" And then I sent her the entire channel, and you can imagine my surprise when she promptly emailed me back explaining that this was not material for a workshop, but rather for a book. So the moment I read her words, I knew that she had been was right. So we just began talking from there, and that's how it all worked out.
Did you actually get messages, like, through your head, through your ears? They actually spoke to you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they talked to me through my mind. It's almost like telepathy. And so even in, when I'm walking around through the mall or whatever, I'll be listening in on what they're saying to do, or
they'll
give me messages.
And I have first-hand experience with her doing that. When we met in January, we were sitting there at dinner, and she would stop for a second and just say, "Hold on for a second." And it's like she's listening to something, and then she comes back and says, "Okay, now what were you saying?" So she was actually getting messages during dinner that she was trying to listen to the conversation and her angels at the same time. So I can only imagine that from time to time that probably gets a little
yeah.
overwhelming.
It's like a radio headset
right.
on my phone. Like I have my radio hooked up to me at all times, and it's just a matter of whether or not I choose to tune into what they're saying or tune into what the people in front of me are saying. So sometimes it's back
Gosh.
And forth.
How many
yeah.
of us would like to have that?
Right. Well, I think Gail does.
Don't say stuff like that.
Gail, did you hear it like Karen does?
I don't know if it's exactly the same way. At first, for me, it sounds more like just my mind telling me things. You know, maybe I'm having a conversation with myself. when I really start focusing in on it, though, it's I hear conversations that I'm not really a part of, or that someone's giving me information or telling me something. So I don't know if it's in exactly the same way, but it sounds very similar to what Karen describes. Mine is just not as strong, wherein sitting at dinner I can hear them and I can hear who's in front of me. I have mine more
growing
out
into that.
Than tuned in.
I think it's growing into that, though.
Correct. I'm more tuned out than in at this point.
Can do this?
Definitely. I think if they take the time to do it, yes, absolutely.
I think it takes practice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Sure. What would you say? Pay attention to your imagination? Or how would you tell somebody that, how to do it?
Well,
I would say your imagination certainly has a lot to do with it.
Right.
Because you have to be open.
Right. More, it's kind of like you're listening for the person who's talking to you. If you have an intent to hear somebody, you're going to focus on that person. So if you want the angels to bring you messages, you would focus your intent on that. And so I'm always constantly open to them, and I make it clear with the angels, you know, that I'm open to messages. But it's almost like I connect with a thought. I have to think, okay, Gail's in front of me, we're at dinner talking, but let me check in with the angels and see if they have anything to say about this too. So I'll think, you know, in my mind, angels, and I'll let them talk. And if they have a message, they'll then give me the message, and then I can give it to Gail or whoever I'm with. But that's how it works. You have to connect to them, even if it's with a thought. An intention to connect, a prayer, whatever it is.
I would agree.
If I'm walking in the mall, I'll just think, you know, if I want to hear from Archangel Michael, I'll think of him and I'll listen to see if there's a message.
Okay, now, forgive me for asking this question, but how do you know it's an angel or your imagination, or does it not matter?
Well, it comes from lots and lots of practice, I would say. A lot of people do hear different types of spirits, and it takes time to differentiate them. So I would say practice. And over time, you get a feeling for the different energies. The way I set it up when I was beginning was I asked my guides and angels to specifically give me their name before they begin speaking. So if I'm not intent on talking to a specific angel, I would simply say, if I'm doing a reading, I would say, okay, can I get the best guide or highest angel to come in and give a message to Jean today? And then I would sit there and wait for them to tell me who was going to give the message. So as soon as I heard that name, I knew that they were going to just communicate through me. And that's how I do the channeling. So when I'm channeling, it's kind of in two different ways. I can listen and receive the information, or I could just, if I'm speaking to someone else, just allow them to speak through me, which is what I do when I do my readings. So it's...
Thank you. People can write to their angels, too, and get messages, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I do a lot of automatic writing, and when I do my automatic writing, sometimes I'll start out with, angels, what do I need to know today? Or, angels, here's a specific problem. Can you show me or guide me towards a solution? And then I'll pause, just like Karen does with her channeling. I'll pause and I'll wait for them to, for those thoughts to just flow into my mind. And as the thoughts are flowing, I type it out. And then that's how I get my messages. And I did a lot of that during the book as well.
Yes. Yes, that's a great idea to do it like that. It's almost like an angel journal or whatever you want to call it, too. That's what I try to do in the morning. I try to sit down with paper and a pen so I can write down the things that they're telling me or saying. But sometimes I don't do that.
You do voice texting.
Sometimes I don't. But I do recommend it.
Do you feel like you have to put up some kind of protection or say a prayer before you start this so you bring in the high, you attract the highest?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely recommend. I would ask when you're doing any type of channeling, especially when you're starting out, I would ask to be surrounded with white light. And I would ask for only the spirits of the highest integrity, masters, angels of the highest light, come in and communicate with me. If I were starting out, I would definitely ask that spirit communicate one at a time. And I would probably call on Archangel Michael to begin communication. Because not only does he bring that level of protection, but he's very loud and easy to hear, and he speaks very clearly. So to begin, I would say, Archangel Michael, please come and give me a message. I ask you to protect me and surround me with white light on every side. And then I would sit with my paper and pen and simply wait for the message to come. I wouldn't try to ask questions right away. I just feel that connection's more important to have that connection in the beginning. Just allow them to say whatever they want to say to you, because you don't know what to expect at that point. You're not sitting there waiting for them to give you the answer, and then you think, well, did I make that up, or did I really hear them? when they're talking to you and you don't even know what they're going to say, it's easier for you to acknowledge, okay, I would have never came up with this in a million years. This is definitely my angels talking to me. So that's how I would begin.
Sometimes we don't always know the right questions to ask either. We don't know the information
exactly
that we need to know. So asking them, what do I need to know, is really one of the best beginning connections you can develop.
Perfect point, Gail.
Thank you. Just adding on.
Mm-hmm. It is so true.
Is all this in your book? Is that what your book is about, how, or is it a book about what they want us to know?
Well, I would say that the book is really more about having a guideline, a map, so to speak, to find your life purpose. You will, in the book, learn to do affirmations, learn to use meditation, learn to offer prayers, learn to communicate with the angels through spiritual requests. We provide a plan for all of that in the book. It's very carefully laid out. So we're not necessarily teaching you how to channel in a step-by-step process. However, the activities in the book are designed to teach you that anyway. It's almost like learning through doing. Instead of us saying, okay, step by step, sit down in a quiet space on this day. Okay, on this day, sit down in a quiet space and close your eyes. Okay, now on this day, sit down in a quiet space, close your eyes, and allow your thoughts to just disappear. So we're really, in this book, trying to offer a roadmap or a plan for you to follow to help reconnect with your life purpose, but not just your life purpose, to really help reconnect with yourself, with who you truly are, rather than either who society has dictated that you need to be, or what your trials and challenges in life have shaped you into, et cetera. It's really about rediscovering yourself.
You're going to turn this into a workbook and a class, aren't you?
That's our plan. That's our plan. We would love to offer. We talked about this early on, and we would love to offer workshops to help people. Some people do great having the manual in front of them and moving along at their own pace and in their own fashion. Other people really enjoy the added connection and the support that you can receive in a workshop setting, where if they have questions or they feel like maybe they're not connecting, that they can say, hey, Karen, I got this message from Archangel Michael, I think. What do you think about it? Does it sound right? And Karen could, you know, maybe tune in and say, well, that sounds exactly right to me. What we need to do is help build your confidence. We need to help you realize that you really are hearing these messages correctly. So then maybe in the workshop setting, she could give special pointers at that moment. Say, look, when you hear these messages, just jot them down and realize that they're coming from a place of love. If there's any message you receive that seems negative or fear-based, then more than likely that is not a message from the angels, because they are never going to deliver something to you that is not based in love. And obviously anything not based in love is going to be based in fear. And that's what we need to try to avoid in our lives, fear. There's no reason to have all this fear. So the workshop setting, I think, could help people overcome some of those fears they have of, you know, maybe I'm just crazy, maybe I'm not hearing this right, maybe I can't do this, maybe I should have done this, or I could have done this, or I would have done this differently. So the workshop could really help help those people who enjoy that extra support.
And that sounds good.
But that's a little ways down the road.
Well, with one of you living in Texas and the other living in Florida, how did you come together to make this project work?
Well, after Gail explained that the material I sent her was for a book and not a workshop at this time, I asked if she would be interested in writing the book with me. And fortunately, she said yes. And from that point forward, we both started receiving messages from the angels. Most of mine were through my voice. You know, the angels would speak through me, and I would text it into my phone. And Gail, most often, I would say, used automatic writing. And then I would send material to Gail, and she would organize it and proof it, edit, and add any information. And then she would ask me for more if necessary. And as she completed the chapter, she would email it to me for review. So
Karen has not really seen the full book yet. She's only had a chapter at
not.
A time. Overall, it was quite an interesting process to work both with the angels and Karen in this manner. It was funny because we quickly found that the orderly way that Karen and I like to do things is not necessarily the way the angels want us to write. For example, some message that may be something pertaining to the back end of the book, that information would be given to us first. And so in the beginning, as I was receiving the information from Karen and trying to organize it, it was a little confusing. Once we finally understood the angel style of delivering messages, we caught on fairly quickly.
Yes, it was an amazing test of faith to be able to channel a book directly from the angels in the way that they wanted it, in their order to deliver it. There was a little bit of fear about how it would appear in the final project, but Gail was truly driven by the angels to get these things done in their proper order, and believe me, she did an excellent job.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you ever have you always had faith that this was going to work, or did you have doubts?
By the way that they were giving the messages so clearly and just pouring them out, I didn't really have a doubt that it would come together. There was plenty of information for the book. I knew that it would work if the angels wanted it to. And from the messages, I knew that they strongly wanted this book. And so it was kind of like sit back and watch it happen kind of thing. Maybe Gail doesn't feel that way because she was kind of in the middle of the whole me dumping stuff on her and she having to organize and trying to figure out what the angels wanted with it. But for me,
what are you trying to say?
For me personally, it was pretty, I don't know. I would say not easy, but it all came together pretty naturally.
Right, and I don't think that we really as far as faith goes, I think we always had faith that it would develop into some beautiful work of art. It was just a matter of getting it organized and into a manner that would be productive for the reader.
Yes.
What about timing?
Timing.
For the book.
Yeah. You know, when we started this in December, January, it seemed like it would come together very quickly, and there was all this material here. It was just up to me to decipher what to put where and sift through it, and it should do fine. I can add on, I can add my thoughts, rearrange thoughts. I can make this work. And I'm a Capricorn, well, we're both Capricorns, so we're very organization-driven, very detail-driven, very success-driven. And so I was wanting to have this book ready in April, May, you know, give or take, not April, maybe May, spring. The only problem with that is I took a month-long trip in April that kind of threw things off a little bit and made it so the process would not go as quickly as necessary to have it completed by a May deadline. So I was putting pressure on myself that wasn't necessary. Karen and I would discuss it, and she's like, look, it's okay. When it's ready, it's ready. There's no rush. So I really had to refocus my attention and calm my Capricorn ways and realize that, okay, this book is going to come out when it's the right time, not when I say it needs to be out. So it was never intended to be a spring release. It was always intended to be a fall release. I just needed to accept that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very we all true. Put too much pressure on ourselves, don't we?
Yes. I agree.
So who do you think would benefit from this book?
Well, it's my opinion. This book is truly intended for so many different people. For those who want to be proactive in finding the life purpose and remaining on their path, people who feel they have lost their way in this lifetime would benefit. Those who have met so many challenges along the way and struggle to remain on their path would certainly benefit. And really, those who are new to the concept of spirituality and life purpose could benefit. And then, of course, there's that category of people who simply just enjoy knowledge, insight, and getting, you know, greater clarity or awareness for themselves. So it's just such a broad range of reader that is intended for this book. And Karen and I were just more than happy to put it together for that purpose.
That's nice. I'm looking forward to reading it. Are you going to have it on Amazon?
It will be on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I want to say the estimated date for that would be a couple of months.
Are you going to have it for Kindle?
I will make it a Kindle, yes, eventually.
And cool.
So, mm-hmm.
Well, your book has a beautiful cover. Where did you get the idea to use a blue butterfly?
Ha! This is a great story. We actually included this in the book. I would say it was several weeks ago, and I woke up from a dream. I dreamt of a beautiful blue butterfly flying all around my yard. And in the dream, I took out my phone to take a picture of the butterfly. It flew straight towards me, right in front of my face. It paused maybe a foot away from me so that I could take the picture. And even in the dream, I remember thinking, wow, this is amazing. What butterfly would do this? So I quickly snapped a couple of photos before the butterfly flew away. And then I remember waking up and immediately messaging Karen about it. So I couldn't wait to share the story. And so during that time, I had also noticed butterflies playing in my yard. For days, they had been playing in my yard. And they were appearing all over social media posts. I mean, left and right, you could find a butterfly on a post somewhere in Facebook on a daily basis. So I immediately recognized this as a sign and told Karen I thought the book should have a blue butterfly on the cover.
Yes, and when Gail told me that, I remembered a message that I had received from the angels several months before the book even came about. They showed me a picture of a book that I would write, and on the cover was a blue butterfly and kind of a blue background. And I remembered the book cover, but I hadn't thought of it until she told me about that. And so I let her know that I had gotten that message. And so synchronicities are Gail's favorite thing. So So we like to say that in this synchronicity, the cover for the book was born.
That's interesting about synchronicity. It can be quite affirming in itself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a symbolism about this.
You're so right. We also began to notice the blue butterfly cover, or the blue butterfly all over the spiritual community. Matter of fact, just the other day, Karen sent me a new release of Doreen Virtue's cards. I believe it's the cards, right, Karen?
Yes, they're not even going to be out till May 2016.
Right, and it has a blue butterfly on the cover. So of the deck. So we were just so surprised. But really, the butterfly is the ultimate symbol of powerful change and transformation in our lives. Some say it represents the removal of limitations from our lives and the opening of opportunities that can lead us into the next chapter. Some suggest that the blue butterfly represents life and the joy and beauty within. But to me, symbolism is like dream interpretation, or the symbolism in dream interpretation. It's so personal. So you can read someone else's explanation, but the meaning that you hold in your heart will ultimately lead you to the meaning that most resonates with you. Like our book is teaching, it's all about going within to discover your true path, your purpose, and your meaning in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm often seeing the number 555 on the clock, and according to Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers book, it says major changes and significant transformations are here for you. You have an opportunity to break out of the chrysalis and uncover the amazing life you deserve. And the chrysalis is the where the butterfly comes from.
Absolutely. Yes, that's beautiful. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Sounds like this book might be right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, she needs a copy of the book.
Yeah, I want an autograph from the two of you.
Okay.
We can
okay.
do that.
Okay. Thank you. Gail, would you like to read a meditation or a little part of the book or something?
Sure, I can do a meditation if you'd like. I've tried to get all of the meditations in the book uploaded to YouTube so that for those who don't want to just read it in their book, they would rather be able to close their eyes and relax and listen to it being read to them. The guided meditations are available, almost all of them are available on YouTube right now. It's been a long process. I've spent, weeks doing this. There are only 8 meditations in the book, but each one takes me at least a full day to complete. So it's been quite time consuming, but I thought it was important to have those available for people who might prefer to completely relax instead of trying to read it to themselves or have someone in their family read it to them. So if everyone would, maybe get into a comfortable position somewhere where they won't be disturbed for a few minutes, and take a few moments to do that now and begin focusing on your breath. What we're going to do is a meditation for recognizing and interpreting signs from above. This is one of the newer ones that I have posted on YouTube lately. So begin focusing on your breath, and as each inhale fills your abdomen and each exhale fully releases the breath, allow yourself to slip into a deepening level of relaxation. As you melt into this comfortable state, take a moment to notice the thoughts that enter your mind. Continue breathing, allowing each thought to drift away one by one. It is perfectly normal and natural for thoughts to enter your mind. However, in this space, at this time, it is not necessary to dwell on these thoughts. Release them with the out-breath and replace them with calm and peacefulness as you inhale, slowly and gently. Become aware of the tension leaving your body. Allow all thoughts, stress, negativity, and tension to leave your body now. In your mind's eye, notice a door in the distance. This door will open you to an even deeper state of relaxation, where you will be able to interact with your inner world and the higher realm, the realm of love and light. It is in this space you may ask for assistance in recognizing the signs along your path. You may discover signs that you have been given but paid no attention, or you may seek interpretation for signs you do not understand. In a moment, count along with me to the number 10 as you reach a deepening level of relaxation. With each step you take towards the door, 1, taking slow, gentle breaths. 2, moving deeper and deeper into your inner world. 3, continue breathing with each step. Calm, peaceful energy flowing around you. 5, thinking deeper and deeper. 6, closer and closer. 7, signs of the divine begin to fill you. 8, steady breaths. 9, deeper still. 10, you reach the door. As you stand in front of the door, notice any signs that have begun to fill you. If you brought signs with you into the meditation, carry them with you as you walk through the door. Step through the door now into a space filled with divine white light and angelic presence. Find a comfortable place to converse with your angels. Feel them coming closer as you present your signs for divine guidance, or as you ask for signs to lead you along your life path. Take a moment now and ask, what signs have I or am I receiving from the divine? Allow the answers from your angels to come in. As the energy and love of your angels surrounds you, you may continue to ask any other questions that remain. You may regularly find feathers or pennies or recurring number patterns in your daily life. Angel, please help me understand what these messages mean for me and allow only truth to fill my heart. Allow any additional answers or wisdom to come in as well. take a few moments to breathe in the love and energy your angels have shared with you before you go. Ask that the angels continue to provide you with signs and help you to understand them in your waking life. Now, walk back to the door, and before you step through, thank your angels for their guidance. As you return to your physical body, you will take with you all the knowledge and wisdom the angels have shared with you regarding signs in your life. At the count of three, you will return feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to continue your day. One, two, three. Open your eyes and recall all that you learned during this meditation.
Ah, wow. I love that meditation.
Perfect. Did they give you any information about your 555?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I wonder if each time we do this, we'll go to a different door.
Ooh, that's a great possibility, Jean. I know that each time you do this, you will get different information. You will receive different messages. So it's
I'm
not
receiving the message at the door.
Say that again.
When you said bring your signs through the door, I didn't even realize I had signs, and I saw myself holding a snowflake.
Oh, perfect.
And I was like, whoa, that just popped up there. I guess I'm missing the sign. So when we went through the door and you said to get the message, they said to me, like a snowflake, they're all different. Be an individual. You don't have to fit into any mold.
I love that.
The more you are who you are, the brighter you shine. And nobody can be like you. Nobody is you. We're all original.
Correct.
So power to our individuality today.
What a great message.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
I found myself back in my parents' house in Florida in the kitchen. And I said, why am I in the kitchen? And they said, don't worry about it, just trust. And that happened. I saw that both times when I did the meditation earlier with your YouTube video and again now.
Oh, wow. So there's something important about being in that kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of kitchen dreams where I'm always cleaning up after people. And in this meditation, it was clean, so I think
it was clean.
Healed.
Oh, perfect!
Oh,
I love that.
I guess you don't need to clean up after anyone anymore.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Time to live for yourself.
Wow! I need to come to your kitchen dream then.
Well, again, I want to thank you for all those beautiful meditations that you've posted. I mean, you've done a lot of work, and I know that people are going to get a lot of beautiful messages and healings and all kinds of things from them.
Oh, thank you. I really look forward to that. These meditations really were not my own design. They really were a gift from the angels. This is what they wanted. These are their ideas and how they believed people would best be helped, best be healed, best be encouraged. And throughout the book, there are eight of them, and they're all focused on something a little bit different. We also have several meditations for forgiveness. What Karen and I have found through this writing is that carrying around unforgiveness in a way, complicates everything. It complicates our happiness, our joy in life. It complicates who we identify as our true self. It complicates our self-worth. With that unforgiveness, we carry anger. We carry regret. We carry guilt. There's so many things that we carry along, so much baggage, that we need to learn to release that. We need to learn to forgive, so that we can truly be on that path that is meant for us, and we can live the life we are meant to live. Because, and I'm sure you've heard this before, when we don't forgive someone, when we carry around all that baggage, who are we truly hurting? We're only hurting ourselves. So there are maybe four of the meditations that specifically deal with forgiveness. That we felt it was a really important.
Excuse me, where can people find this? What's your YouTube channel?
Well, it's just youtube.com/Gail Minchew. It's GALEMINCHEW. Or if they want to go to my website and check out everything that I have going on, including the book, it's GailMinchew.com. And the meditations have their own tab, so it would be /meditations. The books have their own tab, so it would be /books. So I tried to include them on the website as well, so they would be easy to find when people are reading the book. They can just go straight there, and it'll link them directly to all of the meditations that are available on YouTube.
Thank you. We could put the links underneath the link for the show.
Okay.
Too. So somebody wrote in the chat room, thank you so much. Beautiful meditation. I was able to get some answers to a question that has been in my mind for months.
Oh, how lovely. I love stories like that.
Someone also asked, will you take questions about life purpose and path? Talk about that a little bit, or... I don't know if this person wanted a personal question answered or not.
Oh gosh, I don't know that we were thinking of doing readings today so much as just talking about, you know, what we've written and
right.
If it's something that could be applicable to everyone, I suppose. I just don't want to single anyone out and leave everyone else out. So I want to
Thinking of readings. I just talk about life purpose and path. We all have our own, right?
Right. Correct. And truly, it's up to you to decide what you want your path and purpose to be. No one else is in charge of that. It's your decision. And like Karen will explain, and I ought to let her explain, we decide on this a lot of times before we ever get here. It's something we've decided on, but sometimes things happen and we change our mind.
What if somebody has no idea, or they have obviously they've forgotten what they work with their guides before they came in, but what if they don't know?
Well, and that's a great question. We hear that so many times is, well, I've tried, I've done meditations, I've talked to my guides, I've tried to get directions, I've read all the books I can read, I've got readings from the cards, I don't know what my life purpose is.
And that's why we wrote the book, too.
That's exactly
the reason that we wrote the book, is to help people who have either gotten off of their life purpose, where they feel that they're totally out there in the woods and they don't know where they are and they may never find their way. It has very strong prayers to get you back where you need to be. It has works with prayers and affirmations, meditations, and also a lot of good advice from the angels of why people feel that way and the purpose behind those things. And I would say that the majority of people don't really know for sure 100% what their life purpose is. I would definitely wager that. So people aren't alone in not knowing. This is just kind of a guide from the angels to help people who want to understand their life purpose more or find out their life purpose or get back on to their life purpose. So they will do the prayers and the things in the book to help them along their path. Do you have anything to add to that, Dale?
Well, I was listening to what you were saying, and I was wondering if Jean might like for me to read the first part of the life purpose prayer. In the book, we've divided it into two parts, but I could read the first part to give the readers kind of an idea of where this entire project started. Karen received the life purpose prayer, I don't know how long ago, a couple of years ago? You received this quite a while back. Yeah,
this was on the day that in question, the one I was talking about before when I was outside,
right,
walking. And so he gave me this prayer to get back on to get back onto my life purpose.
Right. And so it's a long prayer, and so we divided it into two parts. The first part will be in chapter one, and the second part will be in chapter two. After you complete chapter two, it would be at that time that you put the two parts together. But if you'd like, I can read the Life Purpose Prayer Part 1 just to give your listeners an idea of what that is about.
Yes, please do.
Life Purpose Prayer Part 1. Dear God, I ask to be strongly put upon my path so that I do not miss the signs that I now ask to be given, signs that I am on the path of my life purpose, to connect to my path in a way that is easy for me to see. Please create for me a way to become that which I desired before incarnating here on earth. Help me to give my heart to this mission. I know that I am subject to the spirit of the light, as my breath is theirs, my life is theirs, and my counsel is theirs. Align me with my mighty powers to serve this light, so that my heart is one with the light. As I meditate on my consciousness, I ask that I may know my truth and that I may see my heart clearly. Where I have come off my path, please realign my purpose to match my desires, including my relationships, talent, gift, understanding, and future plans. I call upon the higher angels to help me in yielding to the light, the truth of all that is. I ask that you fill me with the truth of my purpose. Free me now from all attachments of fear so that my progress along this life path and the relationships that I create during this journey are set forth to serve only my highest good. Thank you for planting this seed of truth within my heart today, that it may grow into the light with my desires in sight and my plans connected in truth. Amen.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's part one. And so it's really, Karen may be better able to speak to this, but I believe it's really a preparation for you as you begin this journey of rediscovering your purpose.
Yes, absolutely. It kind of... it's kind of the baseline, I guess, to informing your purpose around, because you know that the divine is working with you to help discover your purpose. And not only that, if you've come off your path, they're bringing you back to your path to see it clearly that this is the way to go. And also, there's also prayers for others that you will be intertwining within your path, that need to be on their path in order for you to keep the schedule of your path, and it will also address those things as well. So the prayer goes into even more effect, and you will see life changes, and the angels do warn that the prayers are very powerful, and once you say the prayers, things will happen, and they will happen quickly, and sometimes big changes that you weren't expecting will come about. But all good things, as we're trying to get on our life purpose path. So it's exciting. It really is.
Definitely.
Thank you. Yeah, that's, mm-hmm. This book sounds really powerful. Are you two planning to write any more books?
You know, we didn't realize immediately that we would be, but as we got further into the writing process of this book, it really became clear that it was meant to be the first book in a spiritual development series. So right now, we think it will be a series of 6 books. Since this book has been released, we really can't wait to get started on next book. We've already begun brainstorming and channeling material. Oh, my gosh, Karen's going to overwhelm me with it. So we've already started the next 2 books in the series and can't wait to share them as well.
Wow, I got some good radio shows ahead of me, don't I?
Sure.
So where can people purchase Live, Learn, Love, Rediscover Your Life Purpose in 10 Days? Where can they get this?
Well, the book is already available for purchase. If you visit Gail's website, it's gailminchew.com, one word, GALEMINCHEW.com. It has links to purchase the book and also to her guided meditations that she has pre-recorded, even the one that we heard today. And they go along with the book, the pre-recorded meditations also. So it will be ready for global distribution in about 2 months through Amazon, which is Kindle, Barnes & Noble. So that will be within the next couple months. So also people can connect with us on Facebook or to receive more information about the book through Gail's website. Also we're on Facebook at gailisfacebook.com/GailMinchew. You can reach me on my certified angel card reader Karen Lavero page, or facebook.com/KarenLavero444. Either of those would be great. We'd love to connect with you and see how you like the show today.
Right, and all day today we'll be online celebrating the book's official release, and we'd love for your listeners to stop by at their convenience and say hello.
Absolutely.
Tell us more about your release party.
Well, you know,
it's exciting.
It kind of came together. I'm waiting for Karen to post snacks. I'm getting a little hungry now. But we really wanted to create an environment where everyone could celebrate with us, because this is truly an exciting experience for the two of us. We want to be able to share it with everyone, because this book it wasn't for us. It is entirely meant to share with everyone. It's worldwide. It is meant for everyone. So we really just wanted to create an opportunity to share it. We'll have Q&A. Of course, we had links to your radio show today on there. We'll have games and some drawings. We'll have bookmarks, drawings for bookmarks, and Karen has a lovely friend who has created a bookmark to honor the book's release. I'll be posting her offer, her giveaway for that a little bit later today. And then we'll just try to have a fun time. I love hearing all the comments from everyone. Right now we have an offer for free, drawing for free bookmarks. Just comment and let us know your favorite author. I've got some great comments so far. Unfortunately, I can't figure out who my favorite author is. So I'm just enjoying reading everyone else's.
So people can come to GailMinchew.com, or is this on Facebook?
This is on Facebook. It's at facebook.com/GailMinchew. And like I said, we have postings all throughout the day, and we'll have games and Q&A and different activities, and we look for it to be a great time.
Okay, I just put that link in the chat room.
Great.
Feel free to post that on my page, too, if you want, and my readers can
great.
See it.
Will do.
Oh. This has been so much fun. Do you have any closing messages for our listeners? Either one of you or both?
Karen? No.
I'm volunteering
you.
That was a subtle
volunteer.
You know, I can't wait to connect with everybody, and, you know, I can't wait to get feedback from this book, what people think of it, and share with them. I can't wait to read the whole thing all through without receiving chapter by email.
And by the way, those were not all sent to her in order.
No, they weren't.
We're not in order.
You know, sent me the chapters as they came in, and the angels did not want to do orderly chapters. So I got number 7 and number 9 and number 5, like kind of in that order. So I can't wait to read it and share as well. So.
Oh, now me. In closing, I would just really like to say that in advance, I thank everyone for their time being here, of course, but also in their interest in Live, Learn, Love, Rediscover Your Life Purpose in 10 Days. It's really been a beautiful gift to Karen and I, and it's a gift that we are honored to be able to share with everyone else. For anyone who has doubts about whether they'll be able to get on their life path or discover what their purpose is in life, it's really about intention. If you have the strong intention and the will to find your way, then you can find your way. The angels will help you, but they need to be able to see that intention, to hear that intention, to feel that intention. So you put that intention out in the universe. This is what I want, angels. Put me on my path. Help me see the signs. Lead me in the direction I need to go to fulfill my purpose in life. I believe that everyone who has that intention can and will find their purpose and will be placed upon their path.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show with me and talking about the new book, and I'm so excited, and I can hardly wait to read it.
Thank you so much for having us. We've had such a good time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, this has been fun. And thank everybody for listening. Those who are listening now or who listen in archive, we had a full chat room here. And thank you for logging in and chatting with us. And I also want to thank Mary Neal, who sponsors this radio show. She has a Tune magazine, and she will be producing the October magazine now, a Tune magazine, and she'll be posting that. And anybody that wants to get a hold of me, I do readings, and I'm a life coach and an EFT tapping energy coach. You can reach me at angelsloveyou.com. And I want to thank you all again, and I hope everybody has a wonderful angel-filled week. Bye.